Thanks for logging on to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Cleveland Browns mobile app. The Browns with a tough, tough game against the Cincinnati Bengals here at First Energy Stadium. He is Nathan Zagura. I'm Andy Baskin. I don't have a whole lot of anything to say about this game because it's heart-wrenching to watch a performance like this. There was no spark.
There's nothing to say, no need for analysis. The Browns were beaten by a significantly better team in every single phase of this game. The Bengals dominated from the outset. They never looked back, 37-3. If it weren't for that field goal at the end of the first half, it would have been a shutout. The Browns could do nothing defensively. The Browns could do nothing offensively. And what you get is one of those games. And I know it sounds crazy to say, it wasn't even as close as the score at 37-3. There was no chance in this one. It was as lopsided as it gets in the National Football League, and I don't know where you go from here.
Well, one thing that you can kind of look at and you try to be objective about is Austin Davis today, trying to grade out his analysis. You don't put any touchdowns on the board, but yet you really only had two wide receivers on the field at one point during the game.
Yeah, Darius Jennings turned out to be the biggest surprise of the game. The rookie just elevated from the practice squad this week from Virginia showed the form that caught people's eye in the preseason. He was very effective today, but you're right. You ended up being down. You started the day with four receivers active. You ended up being down to two as Marlon Moore and Travis Benjamin went out with injuries. Gary Barnes got banged up a little bit. He had nobody to throw to, but he also had no time to throw the football. We saw numerous sacks, intentional grounding penalties, as this line was dominated by a Bengals team that really rushed for the entire game. It was not good, Andy. Not good.
All right, you say, where do we go from here? But now you have more questions than answers, and I mean, Browns fans are looking for answers right now, and they just don't seem to be getting any.
No, they're not. You're 2-10. Now it's just about trying to find out who can play for you. Apparently, the coaches had seen enough of Cam Irving today. He's got taken out of the game after he was incredibly ineffective once again at guard. So this is a team where I think over the final four, you try to find anybody that you feel can contribute to your team next year and hug them, give them opportunities, and lock them up. But right now, it's just bad. You're 2-10, and this is the kind of game that can just be an absolute morale killer because you were just absolutely dominated in every facet of the game.
Well, we'll see what anyone's got next week if they can bring something back out on the field when the Browns are back home at First Energy Stadium against San Francisco. He's Nathan Zagura. I'm Andy Baskin. Thanks for logging on to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Cleveland Browns mobile app.